Divine guidance preserves the blessing. That is the topic we are dealing with today. A blessed Monday. We are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light at redemption. And the blessing of Abraham comes upon us through Christ Jesus. But divine guidance preserves it. Divine kindness is one of the things that preserves the blessing. That's what we are dealing with today. Psalm 73, verse 24, the NLT version says, "You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny." We know David was a blessed man, anointed to be king, and throughout his rulership, he is constantly having to deal with one issue or the other. But he would always inquire of the Lord, and the Lord shows him what to do. And so his testimony is what we are learning today, trusting the Lord to do same, guiding us with his counsel and leading us to his glorious destiny in Jesus' name. Now, Genesis 31, 10 to 13 speaks about Jacob. From verse 30, we see that Jacob was with Laban. He had been cheated a lot of times. He had to work 14 years to get the woman he wanted, having challenges here and there. Jacob was a blessed man because his father blessed him before he died. But he has had to do so many, he's had to go through so many challenges, even to the point of going to serve at his uncle's house. And his uncle being unfair to him many times. Amen. So Jacob and Laban had to split the cattle. And what Jacob is supposed to get are the ones that are speckled, ring streaked. And at the moment, Laban saw that those ones are very few. So he thought Jacob was going to leave with just a few livestock. But this is what God did, Genesis 31, 10 to 13. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, a ram's which leaped upon the cattle, wearing streaked, speckled, and bristled. And the angel of the Lord spake to me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle, are ring streaked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So divine guidance is what showed Jacob how to get livestock for himself, right from the place where he was being cheated, where he was being mistreated. The blessing always speaks. And asking the Lord to release his divine guidance unto us. So we're going to go straight into prayer. And our first prayer goes to our Father in heaven.
Thank you for the various testimonies.
Of your guidance in scripture. That made blessed men. Out of regular men. Thank you that the same is available to me. By the agency of the Holy Spirit. Our Father in heaven. Thank you for the various testimonies of your guidance in scripture. That made blessed men out of regular men. Thank you that the same is available to me by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
Knowing
that for every step and every aspect of your life, the Lord is going to release guidance unto us. In Jesus' name, let's pray.
Father in heaven, thank you for the various testimonies of your guidance in scripture that made blessed men out of regular men. Thank you that the same is available to me by the agency of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that divine guidance is available. Divine guidance is available to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you that your divine guidance is available to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Prayer number two, Our Father in heaven. Just like you did with Jacob. Preserve your blessing on my life and ministry. As well as Glow Music Ministry. By your guidance. So that my glorious destiny in Christ Jesus. Will become a reality in Jesus' name. Our Father in heaven. Just like you did with Jacob. Preserve your blessing on my life and ministry. As well as that of Glow Music Ministry. By your guidance. So that my glorious destiny in Christ Jesus. Will become a reality in Jesus' name.
Open your mouth and begin to pray this prayer.
Both in your understanding and in the language of the Spirit.
Father, oh God,
preserve your blessing on my life.
You did it with Abraham.
You did it with David.
Jesus,
preserve your blessing on my life by divine guidance. By divine guidance,
help me to know what to do at what time
in my ministry, in my life, concerning my health,
in every aspect amongst my children and my family.
Jesus, current and future. God, in the work of my hands, in my relationship. Jesus, preserve your blessing by divine guidance, knowing what to do at what time. In the name of Jesus. We've seen in your word that which you wish to do with the ministry, and we know, God, that the blessing speaks for us. We know that this ministry is a blessed ministry, and it will be a blessing to the entire generation. Will be a blessing to the whole earth, Lord. Preserve this blessing by divine guidance, showing us what to do at what time, showing us who to engage at what time. In the name of Jesus, so that your purpose will be established concerning our lives and that of the ministry. The devil notwithstanding, his schemes notwithstanding, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Final prayer, Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven,
release unto us divine strategies.
Release unto us divine strategies
that will preserve the purpose of Glow Music Ministry.
That will preserve the purpose of Glow Music Ministry.
Preserve our handiwork.
Preserve our handiwork.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Families.
Families.
And any other area of our lives.
And any other area of our lives.
And bring increase and profits to us.
And bring increase and profits to us.
For your glory in Jesus' name.
For your glory in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Release unto us divine strategies.
Release unto us divine strategies
that will preserve the purpose of Glow Music Ministry.
That will preserve the purpose of Glow Music Ministry.
Preserve our handiwork.
Preserve our handiwork.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Families.
Families.
In any other area of our lives.
In any other area of our lives.
Bring increase and profits to us.
And bring increase and profits to us.
For your glory in Jesus'
name. For your glory in Jesus' name.
You've done it before, you can do it again. Open your mouth and pray. Ask the Lord for divine strategies. Whichever way you choose to show it to us, Lord, we are open to it, whether by dreams, whether by planting right people, whether by our meetings and our discussions. In any way, Lord, release unto us divine strategies that will enable us to work with integrity. Both kingdom work in the work of our hands and in all aspects of our lives, Lord. Divine strategies to see profit and multiplication. Divine strategies to see increase. Divine strategies in the name of Jesus. It is your blessing, it is your guidance that Isaac from one point in the land of the Philistines to another, and there he sowed in that year and reaped hundreds because the blessing was speaking. They were speaking because divine guidance had been released. In the name of Jesus, we've seen you do it before, do it again. Do it again, do it again. The guidance required for the ministry to be a blessing to the work. In the name of Jesus, release it unto us. Divine strategies, divine strategies, divine methods, divine principles. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord thanks for answered prayer.
Thank you,
Father. We are grateful.
We give you all
we
the
come
praise,
to you every
Lord.
Monday with prayer and with intercession. Lord, you hear us. We know that we prayed according to your will, so you've heard us. And if you've heard us, then you've done it. We are grateful. We thank you for this opportunity once again in Jesus' name.
Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit in your
Jesus. Today is an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ. You cannot be divinely directed when you don't have a relationship with God. It starts with getting connected back to your Father in heaven. And the only way that clearly has been stated in Scripture is Jesus. He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. And so as you say this prayer after me, giving your life to Christ Jesus, he's going to connect you back to the Father. Say after me, the Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for the sacrifice you made for me, for dying on the cross, being buried, rising, being raised back, and now seated by my Father in heaven. I thank you for the authority that you've won for me. Today, be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. By your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090.
And we share the grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you for joining. We'll meet again at 12 p.m. tomorrow. Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus, for bearing all that we should have borne on the cross. We're grateful.
In my place, you died and rose again. In my place, you died. In my place, you died and rose again. In my place, you died and rose again. Sing it with me, yeah.
did.